Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to episode 3 of season three of Babysitting Trevor. With me, Chris Martin.
Me, Carl Donnelly.
This is the show. You guys know the show.
Yeah. If you don't, it's where we get our friend Trev to do things.
For his mental health.
His mental health.
And our amusement.
And our amusement, yes.
This week, we got him to, trying to get him into the 21st century. Get him on the old Twitter.
We gave him the con, as they say in Star Trek. Is that what they say?
The con.
Don't you know? Is it the con? Don't you know? Nope, no one knows.
I don't know.
Do you know when, like, Captain Kirk always leaves, he always goes like, Zulu, you have the con.
It might be.
Oh,
I'm not a
shit, isn't it?
All right, Spock.
Anyway, we gave him control. He's recently got an iPad, which he's struggling with, but we put Twitter on it, logged it into our Babysitting Trev, which you can follow, Twitter account.
Yeah.
And gave him control for 4 days, was it?
Yep. And mixed results.
Yeah.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how he enjoyed having that sort of level of power.
Level of power. Contact anyone in the world.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Did he contact anyone? Let's find out.
Let's find out. And also, just as a group, we started talking about this last week. We thought it'd be funny for all of us to have a race.
Yeah.
Three grown men having a running race in your park.
We tagged it onto a jog.
We did a jog.
It's well known that jogging is good for your
mind.
Endorphins, your mind, your mental health, your sense of well-being.
And sprinting.
Sprinting is just good for looking really
it's
cool.
Just good, it's just good to know your PBs at this age.
Yeah.
And they are bad.
Yeah,
they were appalling. No one's getting a phone call from GB Athletics after that one. So let's find out how Trev got on. Hi, Trev.
Hello.
Chaps.
Hey, mate.
How's it going?
Very formal.
Yeah, I'm
gentrified.
You are?
Yeah.
You live in Brixton, which used to be a lot more dodgy.
Very gentrified now, isn't it? Yeah, have you been to the market?
Yeah, that's right. It is gentrified. People are moving out there because it's gentrified.
You have actually got the moustache of a gentrified person before
right.
It was a gentrified thing to have.
I'd like to be knighted, fucking Sir Trev. Be fucking nice.
Would you accept a knighthood from the Queen?
No, she's a horrible old slut. So no, I wouldn't.
I didn't know that was the word.
We're against the Queen and all that shit.
You're not that against it. You're sort of a bit against it, but never to the point where no one's marching against it, are they?
No, not
anymore.
Aussies can't really be asked.
No, we're too apathetic. Really,
yeah, there's bigger fish to fry.
There's a lot of cricket to watch, mate. And,
there's that as well.
Want to go out and protest when the fucking first test is on.
True. Would she get to keep Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, she can keep Buckingham Palace.
What,
yeah.
if she's not the Queen?
You can't just turf her out, mate.
Why not?
She'd have to downsize.
Yeah. Oh, I'd turf her out. I'd like put her in a little flat somewhere, granny flat in fucking Whitechapel. And let her live there.
That's good. That's nice.
And all the, what's the princes? What are they?
Harry and Will.
Harry and Will.
Yeah, put them to work. I could work in a factory.
Well, don't they already work in the army? Well, that's not proper army.
Oh, yeah. But
one's a Coast Guard, isn't he?
I think they've done proper work.
Is that really?
He's a Coast Guard,
yeah. But they'd be protected. I wouldn't get anywhere near the action.
I think one literally flies the helicopters over the coast.
No, do they?
I mean, yeah, I think they have. Actually, you know, they are.
And one's been in the army. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I think they have been in real stuff.
But I don't know how in the mix in the army. I don't think they'd be right in the fight. Imagine that if you're like a, you know, and the opposite. You're like, is that? That Prince Harry?
Yeah, that's right.
Or Will, I can't remember which one it is.
Harry, was the one who was in the army.
Right? Yeah, yeah, what, yeah.
I think, I think Harry's actually been to, like, Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. It would have been protected, though. Yeah, I wouldn't guarantee it.
Well, would you have only been happy if he'd come back with, like, a bullet wound? Or
well,
death?
I think you need a bullet wound to say, well, I fought. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't need one. Maybe. There's a lot of people, I believe, generally.
If you've got a leg missing, it's a bit more apparent. He was in danger. Or if you just come back and, you know, fully nothing wrong with you, go. Well,
I like all people to return from these conflicts
in one piece.
Yeah, ideally. But war doesn't work like that, does it? You know what I mean? It's that's why you don't. Yeah.
So, it's good to know.
Yeah, I'd like them all to come back in one piece, but obviously they don't do that.
You can never fully believe someone's
story. Yeah, yeah.
What if it's just someone lost their leg for, like, had polio or something, and then they're claiming they were in a war?
I think polio causes legs.
Loss of the use of your legs in some cases.
Okay.
There was a bloke used to work with at the abattoirs. He said he only had one lung. And everybody believed him. But one day he's in the change room with his top off and there was absolutely no scar. So he said, well, how to get your lung out of your body, you fucking liar. But pull it out of your fucking throat. he just made it up to get a bit of sympathy.
That's a great panicked lie for sympathy. I've only got one lung.
And another bloke called Wingy.
Can you only have one, though? I mean, is that
you
one?
Can, of course you can.
Yeah, you can.
The one lung expands a bit to compensate for the one you've lost, but it's still a bit fucked.
You can get by all the organs you've got pairs of, you can get by with just one, can't you?
Yes, you can, yeah. But it's going to be, you're going to have one big lung.
I don't actually know how many organs you've got pairs of. I think it might just be kidneys and lungs.
There's not that many.
All of the paired organs.
You know about your second heart?
Yeah, that's right.
You told us earlier about how marathon runners' hearts sometimes get too big.
Yeah, they get massive, and massive fucking heart. Past a certain
Producer Joe has just pointed down and said you have also got two testicles. Because we had missed out there.
Yeah, I've missed, of course. It's not an organ.
Are they not an organ?
No.
Are your testicles organs?
No,
they're appendages, aren't they?
They're
like external.
They're
external.
Are they classed in the
external
same?
Ovaries, that's all they are.
So what would they be?
External
so ovaries are surely, are they organs?
No, it's not. There's only like,
it's got to be a grey area there, organs. Surely.
What are they organs then? Produced, Joel. I don't think they're organs. No. Organs, I think, are big things.
Okay, right.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise you were a doctor, mate.
That's right, yeah. I've only got one organ going by that.
It's your moustache. But I reckon your balls are organs.
Can we just...
Your balls can't be in the same category as your earlobes, can they?
Testicles, to me...
I think appendages was
appendage,
right.
Appendage, yeah.
Are your earlobes appendages?
No. An appendage is something that's not... An appendage is something that has no real use. That when you were a primitive man, you had muscles in your ears that are now... and your ears could prick up.
Right.
Like a dog's ears. We could do that at one point.
Yeah.
But we can't now. We lost that ability. But at one point, we could actually do that. Our ears could prick up. Like, if you heard a sound, it makes your ears more...
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Because sometimes you say this stuff, Trev, and it's just...
No.
Turns out, here's another lie. Testicles are organs, Trev.
Testicles are organs. It's just checked on Google.
Testicles are organs.
Are organs, right. Yeah. Okay, right. No, we had this thing in our ears where, obviously, like the dogs and primates have got it, their ears swivel and they quite prick up, taking more sound. We had that at one point. As primitive man,
right. And when did they die? Which
when we started to form groups, and we had group security, we didn't
when
have
we
to worry
stopped whispering
so
much.
That's right. So it was a survival mechanism, right. And
what other ones did we have? Did we have any other cool?
We
things?
Had they're called vestigial organs. So you had your ears was one. What else did you have? You had if you look at a developing embryo in the in the womb, it goes through various phases where it's like a fish and a reptile. It's got gills and everything.
What?
Has it?
It has got gills, yes. It certainly has, yeah. Because we've evolved from, from fish to reptiles.
You don't mean when you're watching a 9-month embryo develop, you don't see it with gills?
No.
Back in the day?
No, when the embryo is like just a few weeks old, it's got gills.
Really?
Yeah, you can Google that as well.
This is another one that needs to Google, got, mate.
No, it's got gills.
Is that true, Joel?
It goes through the evolutionary process in the worm. So
what?
Yeah, so you've got the fish. The fish period, and then the reptile period, and then your mammalian period, and then your higher primate period, and
wow.
Which is the cerebral cortex.
Yeah.
So no, you definitely had gills at one point. Well, you can Google it.
I peaked so young.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's right.
I could swim so well when I was 1 month, 3 days old. How old?
Well, even the structure of your brain, you've got the reptilian section here, and then you've got the very basic subconscious level, which is here. Then you've got something on top of that, which is the mammalian section, and you've got the cerebral cortex, which is us. But it's all 1, 2, 3. So you can see the evolutionary process.
What's next? What's the next layer?
What do you reckon next on the horizon for humans?
Well, I think you'd have to look at the size of your head. Your brain can't get that much bigger than it is.
Some people who've got big heads are in
shrink.
Well, yeah, but as a species, I think our heads are about as big as they're going to get. You wouldn't want your head big, you want your fucking head.
I'd love a massive head.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, you'd lose.
It'd be a nightmare buying caps.
I've already got a bigger head than normal, so.
It's already hard.
You have too. I didn't notice that.
Trev, actually, when we took a photo the other day for a fan, you noticed your head's quite small.
Yes, I know. Very small face. People said that to me, like women. Oh, a Chinese woman in particular said, "Oh, very small face." And
so you just did one noise from the accent. There.
Yeah, you just said it normally,
which I like.
Yeah. But
that was just a shock, woman. How small? Was that a thing in Chinese culture? Is it good to have a small face?
Yeah, it's cute. Like it is supposed to be. I don't like it personally. I prefer a much bigger face.
Is that why you ended up having a Chinese wife? Because she liked how small your
face. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I like small face, but I like a bigger face. I'm tired of this tiny.
You'd like a bigger face.
I would have, yeah.
Just
I
mean,
if,
that way
if, you, if you trimmed your hair shorter, would it not make your face look bigger?
Yeah, but then my ears stick out. I'm a bit paranoid about my ears.
Why don't you just keep it the hair around the ears and then shave the top off?
Why don't you shave the top off like a monk?
Yeah, I look like a freak. See, my ears don't particularly stick out, but when I was younger, I thought they were protruded enormously, so I had very long hair to cover. No one ever saw my ears.
Yeah.
I was paranoid about people seeing
my ears.
I used to have
a paranoia about big ears.
Even when I first shaved my head,
I was sick.
I think everyone's got quite sticky out ears when they shave their head. Mine are a bit sticky out even.
Yeah. But I mean, you actually realise that no one really notices, unless you've got them proper sticky ears.
Gary Lineker's got big ears, but still housewife's favourite. And he's got quite a small face.
I was so fucking paranoid. I was playing cricket one day and no one had ever seen my ears. No, my teammates never saw my ears. And then
they've never seen your ears?
Never seen my ears. Huge very long hair. And,
it's just Trevor DJ. I'd never wear his earphones.
Like, it was a windy day, I'd always fucking walk with my head down like that, because if you did that, you'd be exposed. Like an icebreaker.
Of course. You didn't want the wind to catch them.
Yeah, anyway, I was fielding at mid-wicket and someone skied a ball and I got under the ball like that to catch it. The wind caught my hair and fucking just blew it all up. And it just heard one of my teammates go, "Look at his fucking ears."
That's not even that they're big. They're probably like, they've not seen your ears in three years. So it'd be quite exciting.
Yeah. My nose
is that why you're actually scared of the wind?
Revealed your ears. Dumbo ears.
And my nose, I wouldn't let anyone, particularly women, get on the side of me because I thought I had a big nose.
Like a shark, always head on.
If someone got on the side of me, especially a woman, I'd be thinking, I'm looking at my nose, I'd break into a cold sweat, and I'd fucking turn straight away. And they could never get on the side of
it. Like the Mona Lisa.
Head on, head down, just like never look at your ears, never look at your side of my nose.
Yeah, but I used to look at
my... So if you've got arrested, it must be a nightmare for you when you've got to turn sideways.
You'll
be like, "Can you see your profile?" I'll be like, "Fucking no, you can't, mate."
I should check my profile out. When you get two mirrors, check my profile out, going, "Fucking look at my nose, it's fucking massive." I had quite a low fringe as well.
I hate my nose in profile as well.
Yeah, yours... You've got quite a long, elongated nostril.
You've got a Roman nose.
I've got a Roman nose.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It just means it's slightly, tiniest, like little hook at the bottom. It's not a bad thing. It's a well-known nose shape.
You've probably got Roman blood.
Probably,
like
mate.
You might have some Roman in you, mate.
You've got a centurion.
A couple of Roman coins, if that counts. They're always dropping coins, those guys.
Your nostrils are massive, actually.
Do you think all the shitty little pennies in that week?
Nose is massive.
No, your nostrils are.
I've got big old...
They're
not that big.
I know some
people have got bigger.
If there was a gas attack, you'd go fairly quickly, wouldn't you? Just one fucking breath.
Or you could just shut his nose. You could hold his nose.
I suppose you could,
I could hold my nose, mate.
But the anyway,
so you hate yours from the side.
Yeah,
I can see why, mate.
Yeah, right.
Because one of the things we're planning to do, maybe for the final episode of this season, is to go for a little
makeover. Nose jobs.
We're all going to get facelifts and nose jobs and ear reductions.
Yeah, we're going to get hair surgically planted on our ears.
Get the same head put on.
Well, I'll get
number four off the top shelf, please.
I'll get a face extension, make my fucking face.
Maybe that's what you need to do.
Do you ever miss your Chinese wife for giving you nice compliments about your face?
Yeah, I do. I miss her. I even miss her generally sometimes. I do. You know what I mean?
Really?
It's funny.
It's funny because you always tell us the stories about. Yeah. What was one you telling me about the newspaper the other day?
Yeah, she was very, very tight with money. I mean, ridiculously tight. Like, you know, she'd walk. I've seen her, like, walk at least 2 miles in 100 degree temperature to get milk. It was 2 cents cheaper.
Oh, right. Really? Yeah, she literally got burnt to get
milk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she'd see me.
But she does own loads of houses and stuff. So
yeah, she does.
It has worked out for her. She's very shrewd.
Her boyfriend died and left her a lot of money.
Oh, right. That helps. So, yeah, definitely does help.
So what happened was she was so fucking tight and miserable with money that she'd like begrudge me buying a newspaper. See, I'd be sitting there with a newspaper. She'd say, I won't do the voice. It sounds a bit racist, but do the voice.
Just go in your voice.
But that's how she talks. What are you doing? That's how she talked.
Well, I think that's nice. You're right. If it was your wife and that's how she spoke. Then
yeah, that's right.
Fine.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not doing an impression of a race.
No, that's right.
An impression of an individual.
Yeah, she's going to fill your boots, mate.
She's called me no-tooth scumbag. And that was her phrase.
No-tooth scumbag?
Yeah.
Oh, I love those pet names and relationships.
Was she from the Wild West?
Yeah. You've got to have Cactus Jack.
Always play with yourself. Your dick is broken. Oh, well, this kind of to attack my masculinity, yeah. Right? But anyway, she had this thing about being so fucking tight. And she'd see me reading a newspaper, and she said, why are you buying a newspaper for 60 cents? You know what I mean? Why? I said, well, I'd just like to fucking read it. And she said, yeah, but you saw the news on the TV. What's the difference? I said, yeah, but this is more extensive. Fucking. Yeah, but she said, you don't read it for long. You read it for 20 minutes and put it away. You know what I mean? So it's a waste of money. And you buy it every day, you buy this. This is like, you know, $4 a week. We haven't got a lot of money. What are you waiting? I said, all right, I'll read it. I'll fucking read it. I'll make sure I read every fucking word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's, anyway, so I'd get these newspapers and I'd fucking just sit there for hours reading. I didn't really want to read it, but I was just like, I knew she'd be watching. So fucking. So when she'd leave the room, I'd just fucking, you know, then she'd come back in, I'd straight away fucking make it and read it.
Like a little kid at school.
Yeah, I know. And I'd read fucking everything in that paper eventually, like even the fucking sides of the paper. I was turning around reading the edges. I go, how much can... Yeah, I just had the sort of shit I'd
made you
with.
Learn it, though. It made you know a lot of
it
stuff.
It did, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the gardening section, which I've got no interest in whatsoever, but I became quite an expert in gardening.
Speaking of which, how's your herb garden, mate?
Oh, it's still in Tesco.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
This is the problem with your new wife. She doesn't give you enough of a bollocking.
Yeah, I know, that's right. I've gone from...
Also, you have that ability that the moment we give you a new task, anyone you haven't done previously just is dead. Like,
yeah.
It's not like, oh, right, no, I'll do that as long alongside the one I haven't done yet.
I think the philosophy of your stuff took a lot of my time up. Yeah,
I did it.
What, printing out some of these criticisms?
Yeah, printing out stuff.
Really took an age.
I also thought the herb garden was your suggestion.
Yes, it was, actually. Yeah, that's right. That's the irony of it. Yeah.
After season three, when it ends, season four, that gap in between the two, you have to have grown some herbs.
Yes, all right, okay. No, definitely.
I've grown some herbs, mate. You no-tooth scumbag.
Yeah.
You're wasting money.
Yeah,
wasting money going out and buying coriander from the shops, Trev. You grow it yourself.
Yeah,
that was a weed, Trev.
No, we'll do it. I mean, but as I said, Hattie, you know, she was, it was always fucking money. If I did a gig, she'd say, how much money is it? And I go, well, it doesn't matter. I don't like doing it. I said, oh, you're fucking lazy and you've got no ambition. And she was sort of right in that respect. I wouldn't argue
with that. From knowing you.
So she'd get some ambition.
On that point, I'm backing her up there.
Anyway, that was the pressure in the relationship. And then she was always looking for... If I did something, even a minor thing, it meant I didn't love her.
Right, right.
So we're having chicken one day. This had been on forever too. We're having chicken. And she'd like done these bits of chicken, like chicken breast, cut them up. So there's two pieces left, a big piece and a small piece. So I fucking picked the big piece because I'm the fucking alpha male. and I think it's my right.
You need the energy up to read the fucking newspaper the next day for 9 hours.
And then she goes, off her head. I said, what's she say? Well, you don't love me. I said, why? She said, if you love me, would you left the bigger piece for me? I wouldn't have eaten it. She would have said, no, you have it. But the fact that I didn't offer it, men didn't love her. So, and it went on for... And this went on. She'd always remind me. It went on for months. Yeah, well, you remember the chicken? You don't love me, don't you? Fucking on and on and on about this big piece of chicken I took. And, I'd go, well, listen, I'll buy you 10 fucking chickens. I'll go out now and I'll buy you as many chickens as you fucking like. So it's too late. It's too late. Oh, you had the chance, back then, and you fucking blew it.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah, so that was the fucking stress I was under. So,
but you miss that though. That's good to
know. Yeah, I do. I don't know.
I miss getting bollocks about chicken for scupper.
Yeah, I do sort of miss her in a funny kind of way. I wouldn't like to live with her. She's a fucking nightmare to live with. Yeah. But she had a good point.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm not into running per se. I do a little bit of running. I'm only into weights, but I can still run. I'm quite competitive, but I'll just imagine that I'm, running for a bus.
So the group task for this week, Trev, was to do a running race.
Yeah, we mentioned three of us. Yeah. We're going to have a race, but we thought we'd tie it in with a jog.
Roundwood
Park.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I might do much better. I thought I might fucking beat you both, actually, hands down.
In a sprint.
I was actually surprised by how slow you were, Trev.
Yeah, plodding along, wasn't I?
You were dressed in totally normal civilian clothing.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, you were dressed. You didn't even change footwear.
Like a sort of casual trouser.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
To the point where you look like you might have been just running away from someone.
Yeah. So anyway, I was a bit disappointed in my running. I haven't run regularly for a while, but I've been keeping fit with other things. But I thought, no, I'll kick their ass today, I'll show them.
How did you feel? Because obviously, I'm not into running much. I'm trying to get into it now. So the last couple of weeks, I've started doing it. And people say it's very good for anxiety and stress.
It is. It's very good, actually, yeah.
Yeah. How did you feel on the group one, though? Did you spend too much time comparing yourself to us?
Initially,
I thought it was going to be competitive, but then I saw, probably about 200 metres into the run, I'm going to go, I have to forget the competition.
Well, it's
younger than
me. We were just chatting and jogging.
Nice jogging.
Yeah. I mean, Judah said you'll give yourself a heart attack if you try and compete with young blokes. So, which may well have happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought, but I'm quite good at sprinting. But again, because I only sprint at the railway, I do a lot of sprinting around Reading Station. I did that the other day. I was sprinting.
So what? Yeah, please explain that.
We need more information.
Whenever Trevor lives nowhere near Reading,
because I get lost in stations and there's a fucking train coming and I've only got like 2 minutes to catch it. I'm fucking sprinting for
all train stations.
Yeah, all train stations. I'm just constantly.
But Reading in particular.
Yeah, the other night was Reading.
And I see because they have done some renovations at Reading in the last few years.
Yeah, that's right.
It's now a much bigger, more confusing
station. They made it Trev-proof.
Yeah. Much more confusing. And when I see escalators, I always run up escalators. I don't have the patience to stand on an escalator as I get taken up. I just run up the fucking things.
Run
up the escalator. So and then every time I see a stairs, I always run up the stairs. I very rarely walk up a stairs.
You told me actually earlier, you said, I love running upstairs.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's
which
my
is
thing.
A funny thing for a grown-up to say grown-up.
Yeah, I really do enjoy running upstairs. So I've been doing a lot of stair running and running up escalators.
And you're more an urban jogger.
Yeah,
you
should do parkour. Have you ever heard of parkour?
Yeah,
free running.
Yes, yeah.
When you jump off things.
I sort of do that. So today I thought But I thought would have held me in good stead, but it didn't because I needed a train to catch today.
All right, so if there'd been a train.
If there'd been a railway station and a train coming, we've got 2 minutes to go, I would have fucking
There was also a sort of revelation I'd forgotten about.
We'd forgot when we went for the sprint.
One side of the park does attach itself to a graveyard.
Exactly.
I didn't even notice
at the end, and then you said you'd early doors spotted that you sort of when graveyard. When we got a bit higher,
it's a fucking graveyard. This is like a conspiracy. Wow. It's a death conspiracy.
I had no idea. I'd forgotten. Yeah. I knew it was there from previous, but I thought
I would make you run quicker in 100 metres.
Just along that strip.
Really, they can't chase me, can they? They're fucking dead. But I thought if those people had been living, we probably would have got a round of applause from them.
Yeah.
Based on the times we did.
Set it out for listeners. Ramwell Park has markings on it that tell you every 100 metres that you
run
around.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's a very good idea.
So we found a section. It was a section along the graveyard that was exactly 100 metres.
And we got
to wait for some dogs to move on.
We had to wait for them to run in. I won comfortably. But with a time of 16:25, which is not fast.
That's bad.
Bear in mind, the world record is basically seven seconds slower.
We didn't do a proper start. It was a standard
That's start. Why we were so slow. We weren't wearing spikes and we weren't running in blocks.
Blocks, that would take 6 seconds off you.
That would get me about 10, 20.
We did a standing start.
Trevor was wearing his normal clothes.
I was with you for about the first 30 metres and then you really just opened up.
High knees, kick out with the feet. Kicking a face. That's what my old PT. It's quite a violent bit of advice to a child. Knees up and then you're kicking out with your foot.
But what were the times?
I think I did 16:25. You did about 17:50, and Trev did like high 18s, about 18.
Yeah, 18. Terrible, shameful.
Well, that's all right, mate. You know,
it's all right. Some people of your years wouldn't even be able to run 100 meters.
That's right.
So it's still, you know, it was good. It was good.
Really weird for the woman walking the dog to see.
Oh yeah,
two men in their 30s and a man above 50 of a mystery age sprinting as fast as they could, which isn't that fast.
It's
100 is always 50 metres longer than you think it is. Sounds like stupid. You're like, oh, it's really long to run at full pace for.
After about 40 metres, you're like, I can't believe what I've got into here.
No, 200 is a nightmare. Well, 400 is famously sort of the most difficult because you basically have to sprint for 400 metres. Yeah. You've got to sort of time it a bit.
But I'm going to check fucking Google Earth from now on so I can find the cemeteries. And then when we're doing something, we go, oh, okay, that's...
You have to do a little scope.
Maybe set up an app. Cemetery tracker.
Find my graveyard.
Yeah, cemetery tracker. The great idea.
Or it just goes off. It beeps in your pocket if you get within like 50 metres of a graveyard.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Good idea, isn't it?
It's a good idea for Trev. I don't think there's much of a market in the app world. There might be other people with that fear.
No?
There might be other people scared of...
I can Twitter me about your fear of death and see what I can fucking come up with or respond to it.
So you never did running races?
No, not really. I'm not that competitive generally, but I'm a bit of a show off, but I used to get it out of my system with martial arts. Because I'm still pretty good at martial arts on a technical level, but years ago I was like a bit of a star. So I've fucking lost that. I've lost the star quality, but I can still function well enough to go, fucking knows what he's doing. But in the old days I was like Bruce Lee. The Bruce Lee demonstration team, did I ever tell you that?
You haven't told us that.
No, there's a bloke, his name was Moss Hollis. He was my first teacher.
Yeah.
He was an old ex-British commando. So, yeah, seriously hard fucking bloke, you know what I mean? He was 15 in judo and black belt in karate, 15 in jiu-jitsu, commando, kill people with piano wire and all that sort of shit. Nice. A hard man.
Yeah.
He's only small. He's only
sorry, he said
bloke.
All that sort of shit. He killed people with piano wire. No, all that sort of shit.
Yeah, right.
I was like, you just can't gloss over that.
So,
do you mean he killed people with piano wire?
Oh, the main, well, the commandos would use piano wire. You'd come behind a sentry and put it around their neck and, you know, you'd just about cut the head off.
Ugh, God. Why the wire of a piano specifically?
Oh, it's just convenient, you know, to carry in your pocket. And,
I'm always got piano wire.
That's right. Piano players.
That's right.
A lot of pianists and murderers.
And piano tuners in a spare time. Yeah.
It's the most convenient wire to kill someone with.
Probably use a fucking guitar.
Can I use fishing wire? Surely fishing wire is more
just any
commonly,
wire, really.
I suppose any wire, but piano wire really suited.
Cheese wire?
I see we've ready-made handles.
Yeah.
Cheese wire
would be quite good, actually. Yeah,
it looks like slicing an Edam.
That's right.
if you're a cheesemonger or a piano tuner, you also are very well kitted out for murder.
I've not heard the word cheesemonger in a long time. Weirdly, because the other day, it's a boring thing I'm about to say, but I did a crossword the other day and one of the answers was ironmonger and I laughed when I wrote it down.
It's the monger.
The monger is a funny thing to be.
Mongers are generally these and got weapons.
What other mongers are there? Cheese, iron.
Fish.
Fish.
Fish,
iron.
Fish is the most famous monger.
Fish is the most famous monger.
Iron
what other mongers? Huh?
Iron.
Yeah, that's really like the first one I said.
Iron, cheese and fish. There's not many other mongers, I don't think. There's only other mongers listening. Get in.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking Google that. It could be a monger for everything. Chicken monger, why can't you fucking... chicken monger. You know.
Chicken monger. Does it just mean seller of?
Yeah, that's right.
So it should be anything.
Joke monger.
Yeah, comedy monger.
Warmonger.
Podmonger.
Warmongers.
But
we are podcast mongers.
Podmongers.
All the fishmongers went to fucking war. How would that be? Just throwing salmon at the enemy or something.
I can't walk past fishmongers. I think they're like my graveyards for you.
Oh, yes. I don't get
the smell of them. Just, I can't handle it.
Even when you're eating meat and fish, you don't
know. I've always hated it from a kid. I think there used to be loads in Tooting High Street. I remember as a kid, it takes me back to being like five and just hating it.
Yeah.
What's your opinion of, have you ever been fishing, Trev?
Yeah, I have, actually.
I don't know why I always find it a really funny photo of a grown man standing over a big fish in his hands. It's a weird thing, like a baby. Yeah.
I think it's the cold staring eyes when you go past a fishmonger, isn't it? It's not just the dead fish, they've got that cold
staring. I thought you meant of the fishmonger who hates you. There's like a blogger. You've got a fish all day.
The cold staring eyes of the fish, very off-putting, especially if they're a bit milky, means they're not fresh.
Strikes me as one of the many jobs you've probably done in your time, fishmongering.
I've worked in various factories throughout the years. I've worked with fish. Canning factory is a terrible job. Biro factory, you know, the tubes and biros. I had a fucking shocking job. It was in, I showed up and I just saw, there's like miles of this tubing every fucking where, and I really didn't want to do it, and so I decided to fuck off before work. I actually left, and I ran. For some reason, I was actually running away from the factory, like they were going to come after me and drag me back, which isn't going to happen as an adult. I could have said, no, I don't want to work there. But for some reason, I thought they might send a squad out to get me and drag me back to the fucking biro factory. So I was going to tell you the Bruce Lee demonstration thing. What happened? Moss had this great idea that we get all these people who look just like Bruce Lee and give them the same haircut.
Were they actually Asian, Oriental type?
I think it was 6 to 8.
Chinese, you can't, Orientals on the list of words you're not allowed to say anymore.
Oh, you can't say that anymore?
No, not allowed
to. What can you call them now?
Asian.
Asian.
Or
but
Chinese.
Pakistan. And,
well, I think it's East Asian. I mean, I agree with you, but it's more the, racism's in your heart, not necessarily what you're saying. And I didn't think you were being racist, but apparently... Oriental brings up memories of the kind of colonial over to the Orient
just released a new film version of the Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes, right.
Murder on the East Asian
Express. It's just coming out in the cinema now.
Oriental.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not from that part of the world.
But
so
when I was having out with my Chinese wife, I didn't call her Oriental. I didn't call her an Oriental bitch. I was much more dramatic about the whole thing. Because
what did you call her?
or something like that. That's what it's.
I mean, that will get a reaction.
Yeah, but it was under extreme pressure.
Yeah, I mean, you were being called a toothless scumbag.
So anyway,
this guy made everyone look like Bruce Lee.
He had the whole team. He had black hair, the same cut as Bruce Lee, and they all dressed like Bruce Lee did in Way of the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
And they did the mannerisms of Bruce Lee, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so after a while, he thought, I should enter these people in a proper karate tournament. You know what I mean? Like the South Australian Open Karate Championships. And so he entered them, and they got the absolute fuck kicked out of them. Because they look like Bruce Lee, but they...
Style over substance.
Yeah, they were not Bruce Lee.
No.
It was a bit of a laugh, wasn't it? But great idea at the time.
Yeah, good idea into theory. A lookalike into a karate competition.
Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. I thought it might be... I'm not remotely interested in tweeting, and I was more or less forced into it.
So your solo task this week, Trev, was we gave you control of our babysitting Trev Twitter. Yep. We logged you in on the iPad that you're now trying to get to grips with.
Yes.
How are you finding the iPad? You had a lesson from someone there.
I'm getting better at it. Yeah, I still prefer my laptop, but the iPad is getting used to it, yeah.
It's convenient to carry, isn't it? It's very light. It's like carrying a book.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Some people
take that over a bit. Like, you know, most people read books now on Kindles and that, because they think a book's too big.
I'm still not used to... accessing stuff,
touching it, the old screen.
I'm not used to accessing it, but I, as far as the settings go, I'm at ease with that.
How do you find your OCD on touching the screen or people touching your?
No, I wash my hands afterwards. It's all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you comfortable?
I know if you touched it, didn't you?
I did touch it.
Yeah. So I wiped it when I got home. And I put it in the fucking dishwasher. But I didn't.
Well, we put you in charge of it.
Yeah.
So obviously
did you actually look around Twitter and have a look at other people's stuff, or did you just sit to...
No, I went on a Shane Warne's Twitter account and left something on that.
Yeah, he did. I can read it actually here. You went on it. You've gone, Shane, I owe you an apology. I did a hey with you in 1999 and tried to converse with you about leg spinning, leg spin bowling. I am a stand-up. Yeah, that's all you've written.
Because you get his attention.
You know what you can do afterwards? You could obviously like tag it. You can then like, so obviously you have 140, but you are allowed to write more. You could write another message. You could sort of like continue the chain of messages if you wanted.
Oh, okay, so you can spread one message over like three.
Yeah.
I think you did one of them sort of by accident.
Yeah, your first go on it, Trevor. You try to write one to comedian Jim Smallman, who's fan of the podcast and also does his own very good podcast about wrestling, if you're into that. He's gone, testing my Twitter skills. I have 140 characters to say what takes 140. Would like to thank Jim Smallman for his contributions. A fine ma. And then you've obviously hit the limit, so you've written on the
capital M with a full stop.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Quite clever.
It's hard. Well, how did you feel? 140 characters is quite restrictive, isn't it?
It's very. I mentioned that in my poem, actually. I focus on that restriction,
Is it kind of claustrophobic in the writing sense?
It's just, you just got to be careful what word you use. You got to.
Well, you in that first one, you talked about 140 characters twice. You didn't waste some words.
Just going on
about the limit.
It's about efficiency, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you weren't being very efficient.
No.
But did you use it? You can check the news on it and all that sort of thing without getting any
proof. Is that just the thing? The reason I still use Twitter, even though most people now have jumped ship to Instagram or spend more time on Facebook, but I don't look at those. I use Twitter because it's a good place for very quick up-to-date news. Anything happens, horrible to say, but attack anywhere in the world or something horrible,
it's
on Twitter, that's where you're seeing it first.
Yeah, that's right, straight from the battlefield of blokes twittering, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I use it as a news source, really. And then you go and check it with the official news outlets. I like it for that reason. I thought you might take to it more than you would to any of the other social media
I quite liked it when I got the hang of it. I was doing some trying to be funny with some of these.
I can read some of your little messages if you want. You were quite good when people messaged you.
Yeah.
Because then you were coming back with some quite snappy replies.
Yeah.
So Ian Sterling, voice of Love Island, asks you, what's your best quality and your best feature? Also, what's your favourite meme? You've gone, my sensitivity, best feature, my legs. I don't know what a meme is. New at this.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is
yeah.
fair enough. I wouldn't.
Which
I don't
one is a meme? I don't even know which one a meme
we're,
is.
We're a bit archaic with that even. What was it?
Did you say your legs are your best feature?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, yeah.
That's why he always gets them out.
Yeah.
My legs and shoulders.
Yeah. Cool.
Knees and toes?
No.
Toes are obviously a fucking right off. We're aware of the toe situation. Like velociraptor claws.
Fucking really good, actually.
Yeah, got, yeah big, they are good shoulders. They're yeah, good
yeah.
lats.
Yeah.
Trapeziums.
That's why you're good at chin-ups, pull-ups.
Yeah, that's right. But I think my legs have been consistently good for a number of years.
Quite with the podcast. Yeah, right. My legs have been consistently good for a number of years.
From the toothless
scumbag.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
Should we do the individual task for the week, which is your poem of the week?
Yeah, all right.
What have you done?
I wasn't going to write this. Sometimes when I write a poem,
took it out of you writing too many tweets, did it?
Well, I've had gigged on Friday, Saturday, podcast Sunday. Then I fucking trained hard yesterday, and then I go, I've just about fucking had it.
Yeah,
energy wise.
This is what it's like being productive.
Trying. Yeah. So then I started to write your Twitter idea for a poem, and I was about four lines, and I got this again. No, it's fucking rubbish, isn't it? Then I said, Julie, I should fucking, Carl said, write the poem. And this is about 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
I said, but I wasn't inspired at all. I said, yeah, but I can't fucking write a poem. It takes a couple of days to write a half decent one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to fucking have a go at it. You know what I mean? Then I got into the mode, and I thought, fucking, it was quite good, actually.
It's all worked out well.
And they got some nice turns of phrase on it.
All right.
The Twitter poem. Chris opened a Twitter account on my behalf for a sadistic pleasure and to try and get some laughs. All my life I've struggled with technology, so I deserve some sympathy and even an apology. But knowing Chris, the errant little bleeder, I'll get neither. Can I master this advanced communication with its problems and complications? I suspect it'll get worse before it gets better. I'd rather write a letter. Letter writing was art. Alas, it's obsolete. Apart from brevity, what art is in a tweet? 140 characters, that's your lot, you're done. When experts all agree, you need at least 141. I feel lost or even accursed, trapped in this evil Twitterverse. Swirling galaxies of words are there for me to choose. Polysyllabic words I simply cannot lose. I fucked that up. Yeah, do that one again.
Get from there.
I feel lost or even accursed, trapped in this evil Twitterverse. Swirling galaxies of words are there for me to choose. Polysyllabic words I simply cannot use. Limited by the characters, 140 scanned. Keep it simple so a dope can understand. I'm so confused, insanity is almost certain. Not sure if I'm a tweeple or a twerson. So fuck Twitter and Facebook and even Microsoft. I finally found the answer. Turn my computer off.
Oh, yes, mate. Take that, Twitter.
Yeah, and Microsoft. Take that, Bill Gates, you philanthropist.
Yeah, I like that line. I wrote that one about the swirling galaxies of words.
Yeah.
Are there for me to choose polysyllabic words I simply cannot use. I really like that.
Oh, mate, this is just get it in that Christmas poem collection.
Let's do it. And, have you got an actual gripe with Microsoft?
No, I don't use them.
I bet the paperclip would fuck you off. Do you used to have it when the paperclip used to pop up and ask you questions?
No.
I could imagine that really annoying trigger.
No. Yeah. What was that?
It used to be like, do you need any help? And this paperclip animated would pop up.
Oh, really?
And then I could imagine you telling the paperclip to fuck off.
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
And why did they do away with the idea? Because it's...
I think times has changed.
Times have moved on.
Yeah, technology. Yeah,
they're much more intuitive now.
You've got the old Apple things. Have you ever been into the Apple store and had a chat of a genius in there?
Yeah, I have actually, yeah.
How did that go?
Well, I didn't think they were geniuses. They were fucking very slow-witted.
Yeah.
And they didn't fucking know how to fix it. And they said, oh, you probably need to send away for parts or some shit. So I left it with them. And then, I mean, they're not bad, but they're just like normal people. They're not fucking geniuses.
It's just a gimmick, you know.
They're just Apple engineers.
Yeah, it's an Apple engineer. So, but I thought that they're quite helpful. But I mean, I thought, you know, the trouble with technology is the more sophisticated it gets, the more problems you get with it. Because it's a bit like your brain. When it fucks up, it really fucks up. It's very hard to, you know, trace it back and fucking fix the initial problem. So I think we need to stop the advances in technology.
Just now. Well, when do we stop it? Just now.
Now's
yeah,
right.
Well, artificial intelligence.
We don't need it any more advanced. It's going to be a fucking disastrous mess. And if there's an EMP attack, we're all, you know, EMP... could happen, EMP attack.
Yeah.
Fries all the circuits and the grids and all of that stuff online.
They'll just be the remaining poems of Trevor Croft.
But it'll be survival.
Yeah, that's right, the survival.
You'll be all right, mate. You don't really expend too much energy.
No, but I think we should all learn the tenets of fucking survival.
Yeah, but then with things like running water, if there's no running water and stuff, how would you feel? Because you wash your hands a lot and...
Yeah, that'd be... it'd still be raining, though, wouldn't it? You still get rainwater. But, you know...
you collect the old rainwater.
It'd be infected.
Bearing in mind you haven't even popped to the shops to buy some seeds from Tesco's.
But it'd be radioactive rainwater, so, I mean, that's where you need bottled water. Probably 40 or 50 bottles of it. I mean, big fuck-off bottle, you know what I mean?
But once that's run out, you can go for a natural source.
You can only survive for maybe 6 months max, you know what I mean? If you had all of... Like, you know, if you were a hunter and a survivalist, proper one like Raymond Mears...
Yeah. You could, Raymond Mears.
Is that his name?
Yeah, it's Ray Mears.
Raymond.
Stop following our camel now.
Yeah, but you can see him and you go, well, he knows his stuff. You know, he could survive anywhere because he knows how to forage and maybe even hunt and make some kind of humpy. You know what I mean? He could survive, but we'd
some
be fucked. A humpy?
Humpy
is I think it's an Aboriginal word, and it means like a little hut. It's not really a hut. You throw some fucking branches over it. Put maybe mud on it if you want to insulate it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called a humpy.
Has he ever been in your dreams, Raymond?
Huh?
He strikes me as someone who'd pop up in one of your dreams, Raymond Mears.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I've had the...
him or Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls. Yeah, it's all sensationalist. It's not practical, a lot of that stuff. You know, he's eating fucking, you know, worms and shit like that. But, you know, I don't think he's as good as Raymond Mears. He's like the fucking expert at some proper survival.
Yeah, I agree.
Bear Grylls
is like the sort of pop Raymond.
He's a fuck. He had Obama on one episode. Yeah, and they have a prayer session. You know, fuck me, Dad. This made me want to vomit. So I really went off him there because I thought it was quite entertaining. But he's a fucking born again Christian or some shit. He's a fuckwit. So and then I went back to Raymond Mead.
Is it raised back on the menu? Thought,
no, he's the fucking head honcho.
Yeah, he's good. Well, good luck on Twitter, Trev. We've got a couple more tasks we're going to give you.
Yes.
After the episode. Cheers, mate. See you next week.
Yeah.
Right, that was episode 3.
Episode 3 done. Fun times.
Always fun times with Trev. I just enjoyed the fact that it obviously wasn't great for him, but he used to be called a toothless scumbag.
his ex-wife, a lovely couple's nickname.
I wonder why that marriage ended.
I know, there was no warning signs
at all. No alarm bells ringing.
My highlight was probably just referring to Ray Mears as Raymond Mears repeatedly.
Raymond
Mears. I don't know why it's funny, but it is.
Fun. It's fun to call him that.
So this week,
group task, we are... Trevor actually suggested he wants to go to the Dickens Museum.
Yeah.
So we're going to send him to the Dickens Museum. Trevor actually also suggested he wanted to... go on a boat trip down the Thames.
Yeah. Weirdly, I've never been on a boat trip down the Thames, even though I live in London.
Wow.
I've ridden a dragon boat down the Thames, but I've never actually been on a proper boat trip.
What's a dragon boat?
It's like a group rowboat.
Oh.
It's a story for another episode.
Yeah, that is.
I'll leave it on a cliffhanger.
We're learning. And then for his individual?
His individual task, we've sort of taught him how to use voice memos on his iPad. So we've got him up and running on Twitter. We're leaving him with that. So that's ongoing now. If you want to talk to Trev, you can just... speech him on Twitter. Go to the @babysittingtrev. He'll be also in control, but he's going to do voice memos because we enjoyed that back in season 2.
Yeah.
So we're going to get him to do some just updates on how he's feeling throughout the week.
The mood diary.
Yeah, like a mood diary. Probably there'll be some dreams popping up in them.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully Raymond makes an appearance.
Raymond Mears.
If you've enjoyed it, guys, you know what to do. iTunes, rate, review, download it on someone's phone.
Yep. Facebook.com/babysittingtrev.
Otherwise,
Instagram
@babysittingtrevor.
Yeah. Is that it?
Twitter @babysittingtrevor.
Good ad.
See you guys next week.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Babysitting Trevor is a .. production hosted by Carl Donnelly, Chris Martin, and Trevor Crook, and is produced by Joel Porter.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.